Hello, everyone. This is Reverend Ray. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast is Abounding Grace with Minister Van. Her topic today is Knowing His Voice. Oh, man, I'm excited. Go get your Bible, your pen, and your ink pen, and let's get started with Minister Van on Abounding Grace, Knowing His Voice.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. Thank you, Lord God, because of who you are. Thanking you, Father, for giving us another opportunity, Lord God, to share in your word. Now, Lord God, we just ask that you open up their minds, Lord God, that your word will be freely understood, Lord God. Open up their hearts that they will receive what you have for them today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your spirit of understanding and wisdom and knowledge that should go through out the listening audience right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word that when it goes forth, it will not return unto you void. That if it goes out, it will go out and accomplished that which you would have it to be accomplished. We thank you. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. This evening, we want to talk with you for a little bit about knowing his voice. Whose voice? We know in this day and time, there's so many voices out there, but we want to know if you really know his voice. So let's go to 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter. That's 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter 1 through 10. You see, during this time, when Samuel was serving the Lord in the tabernacle at Shiloh, the word of the Lord was rare. That is, the Lord very seldom spoke in visions to people. So, since Samuel at this very young age didn't really know the Lord, and therefore it was difficult for him to know who it was that was calling him. But guess what? We can know his voice because it's not rare. It's well done. And we have been blessed beyond measure today in this time to have the Holy Spirit as our guide, directing us, guiding us, talking to us. If we get to know his voice, we will be in a real good position. Will you agree on that? Well, how do we get to know his voice if we don't truly spend some time with him? How do you really get to know his voice unless you spend time with him? Talking about having a relationship with God. You see, you don't know me. You just know my name. But if you spent time with me, you'd know what type of person I was. You'd know about my likes and my dislikes. You would know just about everything about me when you go and spend some time with me. And that's how it is with God. He desires for us to spend time with him. He desires for us to know him, not just know of him. We're talking this evening about knowing his voice. When God calls you, do you hear him? Do you know that it's him who's calling? Or are you too busy to take the time to hear him? Are you too caught up with what's going on around you to truly hear him? Do you know his voice? Sometimes we are tossed into unfamiliar territory, places where we haven't gone before, situations where we are uncomfortable, and we're not really sure what to do. In times like these, we need to be sure we recognize his voice, especially during this time when there are so many voices out there. It's important to know our Father's voice, isn't it? And just as important it is to know his voice, it's even more important to obey his voice. For when we are in unfamiliar or strange places, whether it's an actual physical place or a difficult situation, we can find comfort in his voice. And there's another reason why it's important to know his voice and obey. He desires to spend time with us. There are times when he just wants us to visit him. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Here we see not only is it important to know and to hear his voice, but it's important to obey, that is to open that door. Jesus desires to fellowship with us. How would you feel if you went to a close friend's room, knocked on the door, and got no answer? And you knew your friend was in there because he was making such a fuss, mumbling, grumbling, complaining. And all you wanted to do was spend some quality time with him. So here you are, knocking on the door, ever so gently, but knocking. You see, your friend had invited you in before and had seemed happy about being with you. And even told you to please stop by anytime, that he would always welcome your presence. Think about that for a minute. So you've been trying to take him up on his offer. So here you are standing at the door, just knocking and knocking and knocking. And you call out to your friend, "Hello, Susie. I came by to visit you today. Do you have time for me?" Yet you get no answer. You stand there, waiting patiently for your friend to open the door. Still, no answer. Well, how would you feel? Then just think about Jesus and how he must feel when he patiently knocks on the door of your heart and wait patiently for you to obey his voice and open that door. You say you know his voice, but you don't act like it. You are listening to other voices and taking orders from other voices. Don't you know that those other orders would take you down the wrong path, the path leading to destruction, the path leading to heartache, the path leading to pain, the path leading to confusion? You listen to the wrong voices, and then you wonder why God doesn't help you. But guess what? He's still standing there waiting for you to acknowledge his voice, for he's patient, he's tender, and he's merciful. I'm not just talking about the one-time salvation experience. I'm talking about knowing his voice and being obedient to it. What manner of love is this? Love stands there at the door of our hearts and gently knocks, waiting for us to open it and to let him come in. His voice, gently knocking, gently speaking to us. Are we listening? Love patiently stands there, never demanding. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Don't you know he desires to spend some time with you, to fellowship with you, to love you? You don't ever have to be lonely. It's a choice you make. For Jesus desires to fellowship with us. But how would you ever get to know his voice if you don't allow him to spend some time with you? You've got to know his voice and you've got to obey it. Let him come in and sup with you. That is, let him fellowship with you. Let's go over to John, the 10th chapter of John, in the 4th and the 5th verse. That's John 10, 4th verse and 5th verse. And when he putteth forth his sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. Don't you know he desires you to know his voice? It's important when so many things around us are calling us today, when there are so many imposters, so many deceivers, so many who don't have our best interests at heart. For in order to follow after him, you've got to know that you know his voice. This way, when someone comes to you that is not speaking the truth, that is not lining up with the word of God, you would know without certainty that it's not God's voice. And you won't listen to that voice. Sometimes there are so many voices in our heads, but you've got to be clear on whose voice you need to listen to. There is a very familiar song by Clint Brown, beautiful psalmist. He says, "I wouldn't take one step without you, Jesus. I couldn't live one day without you." Well, in order to take a step with him, you've got to know his voice and you've got to obey his voice. How many know there is safety in knowing his voice? How many know there is joy in knowing his voice? When you know his voice, you can say with confidence, as David said in Psalms 27, 1 through 5, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." How many know there's rest? There is rest in knowing his force. Psalm 37:7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." How many know there is peace in knowing his voice? For his voice tells us in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." How many know there's healing in knowing his voice? Psalms 147:3 says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." And if you never ever heeded to his voice, I'm here to tell you that there is salvation in his voice. For his voice will lead us to repentance. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when a time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." It's something about knowing the voice of Jesus. It's something about knowing his voice. You know, James 1 tells us to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of our faith worketh patience. You know, you got to know his voice and be able to trust him. You got to know his voice. You got to spend time with him. You got to know without a shadow of his voice, without a shadow of doubt, that if God said it, that's all that matters. But you got to spend time with him to know his voice. When he says no weapon formed against you shall prosper, you know that's the voice that comes from God. You can stand fast and stand firm, knowing weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning, because that's what his voice tells us. Regardless of whether it's in the middle of the night, you may feel like you're all alone, but when you hear his voice whispering sweet things into your ear, saying, "Rest now, my child, rest now, don't be weary, but I said I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'd be with you always, even until the end of the world." Knowing the power of prayer, knowing that Jesus said it, and if Jesus said it, that's all that matters. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Wherever you are right now, wherever you are, you may be driving along in your car, you may be sitting in your house, or you may be laying in your bed, but wherever you are right now, just know, give him some praise, because he truly inhabits the praises of his people. He wants to hear your voice too. He wants to know that you know that it's already all right. He wants to know that you know and believe and trust on his voice when he says in Psalms 42:5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Know his voice. Know that it's already all right. Trust him. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Knowing his voice. We just spending a few minutes just sharing with you, abounding in his grace, knowing faithful that he who promised is yet faithful to fulfill all that he has promised to fulfill. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Father, because you are good and you're God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, giving us new mercies every day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for just who you are, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, for you are worthy, Lord God, to be praised. You alone, Lord God, are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Father. Yes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for listening and knowing and sharing and caring and just reminding me, Lord God, of how much you love me. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.